Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek. Let's bring him in live.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes good.
Apparently, I did a really good job setting the intro music today.
You really threw me off.
I threw myself off when you actually came over and asked about it. I thought I did, but it was interesting because the drop-down box was, like, stuck or weird or whatever, but it still said save. So I think that was the issue there. So
okay.
But we're live. Huh. It's promoted, and I just checked right now, and people
uh-huh.
could hear us. Like, I could hear
well,
us
that's
on
good.
My phone, so that means.
Okay.
Yeah, good. So that was good. So that
wow,
was
you just threw me
thought.
Real
like,
off there.
Yeah, well, my first thought hearing that was like, oh, my God, did it everything tank? But no.
Right.
Just
okay,
the audio.
Well, that's good to know. Just the audio. Just the beginning, our intro. Okay. I was so confused. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, from now on, we're doing a live intro. I forgot to tell you.
I have to, like, play music, too? Shit.
Yes. You play music in the background. That might be the easiest way to get a new intro. It's just every time, just like play a new song and talk over it.
No. Uh-uh. Nope.
I guess you missed the memo.
Yeah.
But who am I kidding? Memos are only given by you to me.
Huh.
Not the other way around.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have any, like, hey, surprise things. You know, so.
Right, okay, well, it surprised the hell out of me, so there you go.
Well, you actually got me, too, because I then and still am kind of, like, off, because it took my mind away from everything I wanted to talk about with the show and brought
so
it
into,
so
now it's just
going to
be
oh
a lot
God.
Of, like,
is everything so, is that the whole world falling apart? But apparently it's not, so I think we're okay.
I don't know. I think it
but,
is.
I don't know. The famous last words are, I think we're okay. Of many people.
Yep. It's true.
It turned out they weren't okay.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Mm-mm. But I think we're okay.
Okay. Let's hope.
Yeah, let's
really can't
so
handle
we,
not
coming...
being okay.
Oh, we actually are coming off a live streaming week.
Bitch.
I always want to say weekend.
Yeah, no, and I'm like exhausted. I'm so tired.
Yeah, it's funny
like
because...
I slept all day.
Well, it's funny because you had mentioned earlier that this in August coming up, it's like the weekends aren't going to work. For streaming or for, you know, doing much investigating. But then I thought back into it. I can't remember the last time we actually did a weekend. So, it's, you know, we mostly do our streaming and shows and stuff like Monday through Thursday.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, we'll be affected by having some weekends tied up because we traditionally have not been broadcasting any kind of live streams and doing investigating on the weekends. So.
Right.
I think we'll be good to continue with our current schedule of bringing live streams and content to our viewers without any hitches.
Right. Hitchless is good.
Right, but I think what it was is traditionally before, like, COVID and everything, we work, people's work, your work, my work, we did do probably, like, 5 straight years of weekends. So I think it's, like, kind of embedded
right.
in our heads. Like, I'll be completely honest with you, still, even though, like, for the last year, and for this whole
mm-hmm.
year, we've been doing, like, Monday through Thursday, I'll get home, and I'll be like, God damn, like, garbage is coming tomorrow, it's Monday. And it's, like, Wednesday. Or Thursday, you know, like,
right.
I think I got home on Friday, you know, just a couple of days ago, And I was, like, scrambling to get my garbage ready because I used to come home traditionally, you know, for, like, 5 years or 6 years on Sunday. And so it still gets me, so I understand.
Yeah.
Completely pointless scenario, but just letting everyone know we're not going to be missing any streams because, you know, and I think, too, I think other people are there's more, less people investigating during the week, so they're ready to watch us. I think there is some advantages of our, you know, the way we've been doing it because, you know, people are home because they work the next day. You know, and we tend to work a lot on the weekends, so we kind of are different than, I don't know what percentile people, you know, work heavy on the weekends and less heavy during the week and you can take time off during the week, but I would say we're definitely on the other side of that.
Right. Yeah.
So.
We are.
I think it plays to our advantage.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And we did a live stream this past, I was going to say weekend again, but this would have been my whole, against my entire, like, 3 minute ramble of nonsense. But we're coming off a 2 day or 3 day streaming week in Gettysburg. And what I thought was cool is we have brought this up to our guest tonight, Joni, multiple times and talked to her about Gettysburg. And we have never really got a chance to show her the cellar. And by default, she was, you know, stumbled across our live chat. And, you know, came in and was, you know, telling us some things, and it'll be nice to see what she got and kind of get her interpretation of what, you know, she was feeling. And then we sent her, I just sent her a photo too. So one that you told me we have not released yet. And I'm curious to her take on that photo.
Yeah. And she's actually in the queue.
Right. So that I saw that too, which will help my segue of talking to her.
For sure.
It'd be bad if she wasn't there, but let's bring her on. You're
awkward,
the best of
yeah.
people.
All right, let's bring on Joni.
Hey,
hi,
guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well,
we're
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Go ahead.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. It was, you know, we've been doing a lot of trips and kind of keeping up on a set schedule of, like, live streaming every week and a half or so, if not more. And like, I don't know if you missed the 3 minute ramble I did about weekends compared to week, but we, you know, primarily been doing during the week, and occasionally we won't know when exactly we're going to go live. We just randomly go live. So we haven't been, you know, calling you as much as we did before because we usually have set schedules, but it was cool that you were able to, you know, come into our chat, our live stream this past, I think it was Wednesday. If not,
yeah, it was just this week, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I actually had just jumped on, and something compelled me to jump on, and I normally am busy that time of day, but I jumped on, and I just happened to come across your feed, and within moments, like, all this information was starting to come in, and I'm like, oh, do I say anything? And then as I'm, you know, it's coming up, you guys were talking, and I was like, oh, my God, it's coming in. I got to tell them. So it was amazing to watch. I only got to see a short minute, but I got to see some really interesting things, and I thought, oh, wow, I can't wait to talk to Rob and Nikki about this because this is really interesting things. Did you guys manage to find out about the gentleman in the back who's on the cot?
No, and so here's the thing is we continued with that, though. You had mentioned the cot. And you had mentioned, you know, a couple of things. And we had a couple of scenarios that might play into it. We had a soldier come through. And he was, you know, it's super cliche, especially when you're in Gettysburg, to say that there's a soldier. You know, that's like, that's like, oh,
I know,
really?
That's why, like,
you know, that's like the last thing.
I know, but that's why when I was on, I was like, do I really want to bring this up? Because it is. It's super cliche to say there's a soldier. We all know soldiers were around that time, but this one was really prominent. Like, he really wanted to get your attention. And the funny thing is, I think he's in one of these photos that you shared with me. There are several gentlemen in that room, but the one that was talking to me kept telling me his name was John. And then if I heard correctly, I swear I think I heard the name Rob. So when I played one of the videos you sent me, I swear I think I hear it on the ghost box as well, say the word Rob, right? I'd have to replay it to be sure, but I mean, I heard it crystal clear to myself, right? So I'm not sure, but it was really interesting. Anyways, like you were saying, it's kind of cliche to talk about, you know, soldiers, and you're in Gettysburg. I mean, that's a given, but, I mean, you can't step away from the fact, like, there actually are soldiers there. You know, they actually were. He kept talking about wanting to eat or something to drink, and then as you guys were doing this, it came up on the ghost box. I think it said thirsty. Did it say thirsty or drink on the ghost box then? I can't remember.
Yes, it did. And what is funny is the time before we were there, we had a guy who kept talking about food. And that's something that, you know, we didn't share with you. And to the point, like, it was crystal clear, like, he wanted pork chops as his favorite meal. Talking about food. So, you know, obviously, like, we never let, like, the spirit box or the programs meet us. But when we had, you know, asked questions like, is there anything that you need? And I think at that point I was down by myself. That was like a couple weeks ago. And they were saying food and hungry. And then, of course, like, for the hell of it, I like threw out some, like, do you have a favorite food or favorite meal? And like, as soon as I said that, it was like pork chops. You know, not even, you know, it was super, super relevant, super intelligent, because it was within like a couple seconds of my question. You know, obviously if you say that and like 3 minutes later it says pork chops, then the relevance of that might not be, but I think at least makes it more relevant because the answer.
Yeah, especially when they're like right behind the beat of you asking that question,
right,
and then the answer. That's very relevant. As far as I'm concerned, it's very relevant. I mean, when I jumped into your feed, I'm not sure how long you guys had been there. I know there was another gentleman off to the side. I don't know how many of you were there that day. But as I jumped in, like I said, I picked up right away a soldier. There was an older woman who's taking care, or somebody who's a caregiver. And I, again, like, that could just be, you know, the cliche, there's somebody there. But, I mean, I couldn't step away from the fact, like, she was very present. And I had noticed that she said, you know, you need to look at me, is what I kept hearing her say. And then it was moments later where I think either you guys, it came up somewhere. I don't know if it was in chat or if it was over the ghost box. I think it was over the ghost box where it said portrait or picture. And then you guys swung the camera over to where her picture was. So I was like, yes, Rob, yes, you're on point. You got it. You know, keep going. I was getting excited in the chat, and I'm like, yes.
Right.
So, you know, when you guys were talking with her, that's when the gentleman came up, and he told me he passed away in the cot that was actually in the room you guys were in. Now, that black chair that's in that room doesn't organically belong even to that property. So it's funny because somebody brought in that chair from somewhere else. But I'm not sure when that timeline would have been, but they use it. They sit in it. That's what was so weird. So I was like, wow, I wonder where this chair came from, because it didn't feel like it's organically from that place, but it was brought in, you know, mid-century, and it's been there ever since, and so they use it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. That's pretty cool.
Based on our investigation, so I'm going to take this into two parts. One is we just sent you a photo, and it's a series of two photos. We'll get to that in a minute. And it's something that we think is pretty rare and pretty interesting. But to go back, based on what you had brought up about the woman, there's a couple, you know, we had a woman said that, you know, she needed help. She was willing to come through. We had a lot of, it was weird. I think the word help came through more that night than probably like the last 3 years on our investigations. A lot of help. And once again, that's a cliche word, but the help was coming through in multiple forms. We did a spirit box, two spirit boxes, and then we did the Phasma box, the app, or the, you know, for the computer. So, you know, it was weird to see that come through. You know, and then previously we have, I always find it funny because there's a woman that I have captured a voice you know, we've captured your voice, I think, multiple times on multiple trips. Mm-hmm. One is when, you know, our friend Lisa was there, and she has mm-hmm. a name. It's a specific, and why I always remember this is because she talks about herself in the third person. So if you were going to say mm-hmm. this woman talks about herself in the third person, I would have really laughed, because we've gotten that probably since around Christmas time. Because I know Lisa was there, and we had a Christmas relative word come through. You know, it was related to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that I got a bunch of communication with this lady. So I was just curious mm-hmm. if you happen to have gotten any names from the lady, you know, or if you even remember. You know, it was probably 4 days ago.
Well, the first thing that I kept thinking was the letter M connection to this woman. But I don't know if that means her name was Mara or Mara. It's a unique mm-hmm. name. It's not Mary. It's more like Mara or Maya. Like, it's a unique M name, right? But she was tattletaling, actually, about the furniture that's down in the basement. She was telling me that none of the furniture – so we got to talk a bit about these pews. These pews do come from some relevance to the property, but it doesn't belong in that basement. I mean, I think this is a basement. It looks to me like a basement. And
yes.
She said instead back then what they had was storage of food and what looked like barrels and cots for men to sleep on. So whoever was in this property before they put the pews in, they would have found cots that were torn or ripped or dismantled. And there's like a – she keeps talking about restorating or restoration. Now, these pews come from two separate places. So I'm not sure if you guys are able to find the history on this, but it feels like there are two different sets of pews that come from two different sets of places, but there is relevance to this property for some reason. There are gentlemen spirits who are connected to the darker pew in the front, the dark cherry wood looking pew. And then there's one that's in the back, and it's at the very far back wall. He keeps talking about there being a lantern that belongs with this furniture, and it looks like an old stained glass kind of lantern.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean,
no,
I don't know what the relevance to all of this is, but
yeah,
well,
there's a nurse
connected to these pews.
Do you know what the nurse's name is? Is there a name? Like, I'm up to date.
Mary.
I try to be up to date as much as humanly.
Mary.
What is it?
Is it Mary?
Mary?
She keeps telling me Mara or Mara. Or maybe she has an
That's
accent. Is she Scottish or English or something?
A lot of people in that area are Pennsylvania Dutch, so I don't know.
Okay, maybe
right.
It was just the pronunciation, because to me it didn't sound like Mary. It sounded like Mara or Mara.
Huh.
But it could be Mary, and maybe it's just I'm hearing it because of maybe a slang word or just the way she pronounced it. I'm not entirely sure, but to me it sounded like Mara or Mara. I wasn't
mm-hmm.
sure, but
and that's why
and
I brought it up,
like,
because I know the nurse, and I thought the name was Mary, so that's very I think very accurate. You know, I don't think you wouldn't have known that.
No,
So. Yeah, and there is another name that they did give me, but I don't know if this was like a nickname or a name that was given to her. But she keeps saying her name is Tilly, T-I-L-L-Y, or Lily. Tilly or Lily. It sounded like an Illy.
There's the Tilly Pierce house. The Tilly Pierce house is right down the street.
Okay, would some of this property you think come from there?
No.
Because there's some connection to these two places then. Because she stretches in and they said there's a Tilly or a Lily, and she belongs mm-hmm. to this place now that you're in, that basement. But it's not like she's in that spot. It's like she was brought there. I just don't know how she was brought there.
That's weird.
So now there's kind of like a segue between the two places. And this is what I mean
mm-hmm.
when I talk about some of the furniture that's there. Feels like it came from somewhere else, but there's relevance to it. Like there's something significant and why it was brought there. There's going to be smelling of smoke or a fire as well. So when you guys were down there, did you get the smell of like really rotted bad fire smoke? Like, you know, when a house burns down, they put out the smoke and then you go back in and you can still smell that kind of like charred wood kind of smell. Because that's what she makes me smell. And vomit. Lots of like an old vomit stink. I don't know if that's how it smells now in that lower level, but it almost smells like that yucky, vomity kind of smell to it.
Definitely didn't smell that. I wouldn't know that.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So then it's just psychic stuff.
The name that we had gotten, or we've gotten together, you know, multiple times, was the name Ruth. And why I find that interesting is we had a psychic call in, maybe about a month ago, and they got the name Ruth.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about Ruth talks about themselves in the third person. I went back and I listened to it, and it was like, does anyone want to say, my question would be, you know, does anyone want to say goodbye? And the response would be, Ruth says goodbye. Ruth
so it's
says
weird.
Hello.
Why does Ruth,
you know,
do that? Ruth is, like, weird.
Yeah, but
maybe she's just trying to make sure that you guys know who it is that's speaking to you. Maybe that's why she did the third person. I don't know. But, you know, spirits tend to always present themselves to who they feel they want to talk to, right? So for me, like, I got that Tilly or Lily name. I got the Mary or Mara name. And then I also, so the male John was the first thing I heard. And then before I left the show, like while you guys were still live streaming, I kept hearing somebody say Eddie or Edward, but they wanted to be called Ed or Eddie. So there is a younger soldier by the name of Ed or Eddie. And he makes me feel like he's literally he's like 16, 18, like young. You know what I mean? And I wanted to call him Edward, not Eddie, but Edward. And they said, you can call me Eddie. So I don't know how common the names are back then, like for someone to be called Eddie or Edward. It sounded very French-like to pronounce Edward with Edward. But he was like, my name is Edward, but you can call me Eddie or Ed. I just thought on the spirit box, I heard the name Rob. Maybe they were trying to talk to you, Rob, or they were saying your name or calling out to you. But it sounded to me right away, it sounded like they said Rob.
Weird.
That is interesting. So the question that I find here, we sent you a photo that has not been released. And through our investigations down there, and I admit it's kind of skewed because there's a story that there is something evil that resides in a portion of the cellar. Now, is there or is there not? I am not sure. I don't think Nikki's 100% sure.
I don't know.
And that, you know what else? It caught me there, too, is the way I've hung out with Nikki so long, I picked up the way she says sure. I mentioned to her yesterday. It's like I picked up, talking about the accent in the area. Like, I think I'm starting to pick up the accent. But anyhow.
Spirit will often actually, if you're in a place for quite some time, spirit will actually play with the inflection of your tone. So as you're speaking, it's almost like you're picking up the inflection the spirit would have had in life when they speak. So if you notice that Nikki might be talking in a certain way that sort of starts to change the vocabulary sound, it's more than likely that she's picking up that inflection from spirit. They're kind of like, what's the word, manipulating, you know? They kind of present themselves more, right?
Well, I told you about the whole time she became a whole other person. That was amazing. And that's when I knew she became a whole different person. But there may or may not be something dark that resides there. And it's based on like a world-renowned investigator possibly being there and psychic, you know, being there.
Well, I'll tell you,
I
do pick up somebody there that I don't know if it's I want to call it I don't know if I want to form that as an entity, but there is a pocket of low energy. I will say that I picked up right away. It does feel very much like they slink in the corners. So the corners are kind of like the dark spots, and that's where they like to be. Right. They were attracted there due to the trauma surrounding the land and the people. So definitely is a breeding ground. Definitely is something that does have, you know, it's like soaked in, you know, the energy in itself. If you were to pick apart, like there are lower negative energy you definitely, like, if I was there in person, I would walk straight through the middle of the aisle and stay there. I wouldn't want to go off into
right.
the corners because I could feel, it's kind of like ice pockets. You can feel it, right? I almost could say, like, it's trying to show itself, actually, in these photos next to the man
Wait.
With the beard and the hat. Right?
Now, if you
or
look,
do you
look
see
at
that
the,
man with the hat? I'm sorry?
So if you look, I sent two photos at the tail end, and it looks like there's a shadow figure between the two posts in the corner.
Yeah. But do you see the face over the post?
Uh-huh. I do.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. It almost makes me think of, like, Jack the Ripper kind of, you know, the cape, the big hat, the long beard, the thick eyebrows, looking down, kind of looking sullen, looking off to the side. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what's interesting too is
you see the same thing?
You're looking at the photo. Looking at the photo now, I'm not sure if you are, but there are two posts. In between the two posts, I believe that's where the shadow figure or entity or whatever we're calling it is from. Because if you it's located between the two, behind the one pew, but in front of the wall. So if you look at the beam.
I see six different faces here. I definitely see six different faces. And that's not including the very background, but I do see the six. I think I can understand where you say between the two posts. Are you saying at the very top?
No, so I'm hoping we're looking at the same photo. Because I sent a photo underneath, you said calling in 2 seconds, and then there's two more photos that should appear. And there you can see the two beams. So I believe that there's, you know, like a black figure in between the two beams behind the pew, and you can see actually the back beam, it's protruding into it, like over it. So, like, you can see it standing in front of that beam. Is that a cape? Is that like a horn? You know, I don't know what that – it's peeking out the other side, I believe.
Well, there's two of them that are peeking out from what I can see. Yeah. That thing
so
around
I was wondering,
it looks like, yeah. Go ahead.
If you thought that was the dark entity that is talked about down there, because it seems it's a massive figure. It's almost like it has its hand in its pocket, or it's wearing, you know, like it seems like it's structured like a giant black, you know, shadow figure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a really interesting photo because obviously, you know, there was nothing that was, you know, there.
Yeah, there's nothing down there that would be reflection. There's no mirrors. There's nothing. From what I'm looking at here, not only do I see several orbs, and I do see up to six different energy people, like people in energy form. I do see an older man that's leaning over to the side and looking right at you. I do see the darker figure. I do see the darker energy figure. And then I see one as a whole face that takes up half the screen on the left side. It's almost like a mask, like a voodoo mask. And they're trying to portray what they feel you would be afraid of. Now, is that the lower energy? My instinct first is yes, definitely. There is a lower energy. It is very much malicious. It's very much waiting in the corners, so to speak. But there's something else behind it that is trying to parade itself just like an energy, like a lower energy. But it's not. It's human. But it's not like a good person. Do you know what I mean? In life, they weren't very good. So in death, they like to play in the shadows. They know there's something low or negative there. And it's kind of like it tag teams with it to get at people. So anybody that's walking into that space, if that dark energy isn't present at the moment, and it's almost always there, then this thing will come forward and also play with you and make you think. Do you know what I mean? So you've got two different constructs of energy playing here. You've got the lower energy for sure, and then you've got someone who's wanting to portray that.
Right.
Well, you know, this is the first time that I actually, like, I even went farther in blowing it up, and you can almost see a face in there or a mask. And so you're talking about to the left-hand side where it almost looks like there's a horn or something. You look at that as a mask.
Yes, and I'm going to see if I can draw this because it would be interesting to see if you guys see it. So I'm tracing around the first one, and I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Do you see where the teeth are, the top of the horn to the left or to your right?
Okay.
And then I will draw around the older gentleman who is there, and he's actually trying to warn you about what is here. And he's kind of peeking around the corner. You see his hand over the post, and he's leaning over and looking at you. He almost looks like a priestly kind of man, or a man who would wear the cloth. You know how they used to wear those long white things in front of their neck? You know how judges sometimes still wear in England? Yeah, he's wearing something white like that on his chest. And he's looking over at you, and he has very short, wide hair. He almost looks like Albert Einstein to me, but it's not Albert Einstein. And he's leaning over, and he's trying to tell you, like, do you see me? I need you to see what's here. You know, it's almost like he's trying to warn you. Can you see it, Nikki, the first image that I sent back to you where I drew a circle around the mask?
I'm waiting for it.
It's a huge head mask.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so you see where the teeth, I'm going to draw the teeth, now I'm going to draw over the teeth what I see as teeth. So you can superimpose and look at it, and this is the mask shape, and it's trying to really cause fear. So this image that I'm sending again now, I've drawn over where the teeth are. You see how it's trying to have like that, almost like a boar's mouth? So if you look at the first photo that I circled around, you'll notice that there's what they're trying to impose as like boar's teeth or tusks. You see it now? I drew over it just to kind of make you see it.
Huh. Wow.
You've got several images here that are almost overlapping each other. You know what I mean? You have several different images all trying to show themselves to you at that moment. And because you took those photos like quick, anybody outside would think, like, you're trying to take a picture in a reflection, like a window glass or a mirror. That's what anybody else would probably think when they see these images. But what they don't realize is that you're actually standing in the front of a room, and there's no window. There's no mirror. It's just straight in front of you, right? So that's why I'm saying, if you can see that see-through kind of white, misty kind of fog in that corner, and then in another corner, that's all spirit. That's all spirit.
Wow.
There's all those different energies there. I know, Rob is being skeptical, as always. He's being skeptical, like, no, that can't be it. But I'm telling you, go back and take several different photos in that same position, and you won't get that image again.
No,
right?
And it's a very interesting thing. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you within the next second, and it's trying to take me about 3 or 4 seconds, because I'm not as good at technology as Nikki is. And I'll openly admit to it. So I'm going to send you what we see.
Okay. I sent you also another where I drew over the man with the hat and the cape and feet. And the pews. Like, I'm really interested in those pews. Like, if I was there with you guys, I'd be like, Rob, let's dedicate to investigating this one particular pew and then this one and sit down with some trigger objects. And you could put several of them, like, just to kind of test the other ones. And you'll see it should have more reaction to those two pews than any others in that room. You know what I mean? Like, if you put Boo Bear on one, you know, pew and ask whoever's connected to the pew, touch the bear, and then put it on the other one, you'll see, like, they get more reaction than any other pews that are in there. The church pew.
I think there's a one in the back that I think we had a couple investigators tend to feel something was going around the one in the back.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one in the very front, the darker one, and then the one in the very back.
I'm trying to find the one. I'm sending
I sent it
to you in the group chat.
And I believe this.
Nikki can see it as well. If you can see kind of like that's a solid figure that I
That's the one I traced around. So him, he would be John. This would be John. because he looks like the face that I got when I first was connecting while we were in chat a couple days ago when you were doing the live. This feels like this is the John energy. He would have been the one that had died from what I want to say is sepsis. Like he makes me feel like there was an infection in sepsis. And this is, and he had already an injury to the arm and he was laying on the cot. There should be some kind of like historical mention somewhere of a soldier that was more like in the ranks of, I don't want to say he was the leading general, but he was up there. He was up in the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down to that place to rest. They needed to keep him cold because he had a fever. And he had his arm in a sling and he's laying on the cot in the back and that's where he passes away. And they just pull the blanket over him and leave him there.
Oh.
So he lay in state for a couple of days in the basement there in the corner. But this is where I wonder if he's in that same corner where that lower energy is, because it's kind of like, it's like if one comes out, he peekaboos out. And then when he comes in, the other one's gone. You know? God, I really wish I was there.
So do you feel the energy that's in the red, that I outlined in red? You know, I think that's a rather big figure. Do you think that's the lower energy peeking
with
around
him,
the corner?
Yes.
Or do you think that's the...
Yes. No, that lower energy is behind. This is what I'm talking about. Like when one comes in, so one's going to be a human, kind of lower energy, wants to scare you, and then you got the actual negative energy, or what people would call demon, or I call them lower energy beings, right? It's peeking behind him. You see the ear, the head, the shoulder. He's peeking in behind
that
spirit, John.
I see one. Okay, so I see that. I can see the face. I'm going to circle it now, which I think then we'll send it back to you. But I also believe, and this is, it's funny because I see it now as much as Nikki does. If she thinks that there's a cat there,
I do.
Too.
I think there's a cat.
It could
be. He's holding
like,
a cat. He's
it's
holding
almost
it.
Like the guy's holding a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it because you can see like the outline of the cat. I wonder if I can even fix
that.
Yeah,
you see the cat's
ears
and
eyes.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see it, Nick. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I just
have a spirit cat. So
forgive.
Sense.
Yeah, that's
now,
a spirit cat face. I can see him. He's all white.
Now the white
circle. He's got a white face, right,
Nikki? Is that the
Sorry,
is that
go
the
ahead.
Face you're talking about? Because I can actually see a guy's face that I just circled in white.
Yeah, that's.
So
what
I Nikki.
About.
Yeah, but now
I've
I put
been telling you that.
Cat. No, you're
I'm
not looking at it. It doesn't say that you looked at it yet.
I'm
gonna
going
to
draw.
The,
no, but
the,
I know what you're talking about.
No, it's the first time that I recognize
the
face. Look at the first one.
Wait, I see
yeah,
a
but look
face
at the first
right
one.
There,
it doesn't
yeah.
say cat. You see the face there.
Yeah, I know. I see his face. Yes, that's a different guy.
It's yeah, I haven't seen that before.
It's like a boy.
But, I mean,
it
obviously.
Looks like a teenage.
Yeah. And then one, it says cat. I was able to cat.
Cat.
So you couldn't get confused. But that, to us, that looks like a cat. Like that, like
yes.
that evil entity or like the dark entity is actually holding a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish
could be
I,
crazy.
I knew how to do this stuff. I don't know how to, I want to draw for you the man's face, but I'm going to just circle around his face. I want you to look. There is a prominent nose, a mustache, a lower lip. And he's looking down. I'm sending it back to you. Do you see the face in the post, Nikki?
I do. Yeah.
It looks like, yeah, that's the John guy.
Yes,
that's
I've seen that from the beginning.
That...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I was
I'll be honest with you, no matter how you can draw it, obviously I set the standards with such poor drawing that nothing you can do could be worse than what I did. And, like, my cat, you know, like, it, so obviously there's no standards in sending pictures in between. And so if you're wondering what we're talking about, you're listening, we're going to be putting an article out with these photos soon. So we just wanted to, you know, get Joni.
Yeah.
She gets the first look at them.
Yeah, and I have a question,
Joni.
Could he be affecting people? Could he be affecting the employees at work? Okay.
He's very sad, but he's very angry. So he's not angry at any one person. He's angry at how things ended. He feels he should have been promoted. He feels he should have been ranked up. he feels he should have got the whole nine yards. Like, you know, he feels like a man who went to battle to die an honorable death, and he feels like he didn't get any of that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So this is what he's upset about, and he's very sad. He's so sad. I mean, looking at his photo even more so makes me go, oh. You know, like, these men back in those days, their honor was to serve. You know what I mean? And I know it's very much still the same to this day, but to them, that was that they wouldn't go home unless they had that. Do you know?
Right.
So for him, it really bothers him. So I think if somebody did, like, a salute for him, maybe doing, you know, a 21-gun salute on the property, something that gives him, like, that state, that honor that he feels he deserves that he didn't get. Or he feels he didn't get. It doesn't mean they didn't do it. It's just something to this.
He felt like he needed something special, right?
Yeah, like some kind of, you know, because he's like, I died for this country, damn it. I did. And they just let me lay here, and that was that. You know, that was kind of his take on it, right?
Right.
It's very sad. But, you know, if he wanted to die in
the
battleground, you know what I mean? And instead
the cat.
He died quietly
was the cat, Rob.
In a small room.
The cat wants a ceremony.
Yeah, but he's more like, I should have died on the battleground with my men rather than quietly in the church basement or the house basement. Sorry, it doesn't even feel like a church. He says it was a house basement in the dark, you know, dying of a fever with sepsis. What kind of hero death is that? You know, heroes die on the battleground.
Right?
Like, that's what he's upset about. So, I mean, that's what it feels like to me. I'd be interested to find out more, like, you know, if you guys could find out about the pews and where do they specifically come from. That black chair, where's that from? You know what I mean? Like, I want to know. But they sit on it. They like that chair. And, Rob, I got to tell you, I got freaked out for a minute when you showed me the laying in state coffin and the camera panned over for a moment. I was like, is that a spirit in the bed? What is that? And then I realized, okay, it's just a dummy. You couldn't have paid me $1 million to be in that room. No way.
I think I said something dumb like who? Or like there's no one laying there. I had to naturally have said, yeah, what are you talking about? This it's just a table.
There's no one in it. It's empty.
Yep. It's just a table. I'm not sure what you're seeing, but it's just an empty table
that
we put our devices on.
Wait, are you telling me they didn't actually have a dummy in there?
No, it's just a table. Remember?
Stop it, Rob.
I told you that.
Stop it, Rob. Stop
no,
it, Rob.
No, Mickey, was there an actual, like,
yes,
dummy in the
dummy.
Coffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a wax figure. Rob. Yeah.
Oh,
stop touching that, Rob.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, he panned over that image quickly, and then, you know, I had to get going. So I was like, what the heck did I just see? What was that?
Right.
But it was an awesome investigation. Like, I was really like, oh, man, I really wish I could have stayed longer. Like, it really was intense. I was like, I want to know more. I got stuff I want to give. I got the juice, you know?
Right.
And
yeah.
I wanted to stay and participate. And I'm like, I got to go.
Well, lucky for you.
Have to.
We'll probably, you know, we'll do an event where we have you come on. We'll advertise it. We've been doing what we did later on that evening. Was we start doing these live paranormal TV on a new format, and we're releasing them on video. We do them live and then take them down and cut them. At least that's the game plan. And
right,
you know, we've had some cool guests. You know, we've had some you know, Hollywood actors, some celebrities, and it'd be cool to have you come on. We can do it that way, and then you know, make a whole video out of it. And, you know, do it live. And, you know, we run the Spirit Box, and we have a moderator, Rob Hernandez, he has a studio in California. So the cool part about it is the Spirit Box actually comes at the same volume for us, for him, for you, and the listeners or the viewing it, so they can hear it. You know, sometimes, you know, people might not be able to hear it as well as we do in the space that we're at. So it is coming from, you know, a third-party area, so everyone's hearing it at the same level. So the next time we're there, which I'm assuming will be soon, we can schedule you a time slot, and we can give you, like, you know, just a personal, you know, view. Though I'll be honest with you, sometimes the reception's kind of crappy. But at least, or we can do, you know, a dual TikTok stream too. You know, there's
yeah, it would be awesome.
We can do that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would definitely. I mean, I'm always here for you guys. You know that. I love it. I love what you guys do. I absolutely 1001 love it. I support you guys 1001. To be a part of it, it's an honor. I love it. I enjoy myself immensely. I don't know how many times I've sat down at 2 in the morning when I can't sleep. I put on some Live Paranormal, and I'm like, okay, now I can't sleep. Why would I put this on before bed? I don't know. But it's okay. Like, you know, catching up on certain events and shows, and I'm like, wow, this is so cool, you know? So it's definitely interesting. I've actually just recently got my very own SLS camera. I got it all set it up, and I get to start fiddling with it this week, and we're going to see how that goes. I'm not very good with technology, so we're going to see. But I think it'll
that's
be
funny
because
we did the same. So I've got to figure that out. Nikki has a link she has to get me that she's actually sent me this link 3 times, and I have lost it. So I need it a fourth time, though. I think it only might be I need it a third time. But I have everything ready to go. I just need the link. But I will admit on air that I have lost the link. She has sent it previously, so any delay in her sending me the link is my fault. But, yeah, I'm sure, you know, we can get that set up, having you come back and do something more formal. And I will try my best if to tell you if there is a dummy there, that there it's really a dummy and that I can see it as well. But sometimes I can't help myself. You know, it's just...
Yeah, obviously.
I think everyone here has been, you know, working with me long enough to realize that at least one time during a stream or during the night, I will say something that will probably make me laugh, but not everyone else, much as it makes me laugh. Like, who's that lady in the picture? I'm like, there's no picture hanging on the wall. Yeah, but I got kind of a dummy one, so that was good. That makes me laugh. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to it. I'm excited. Okay. I'm going to sit here and just pour over that picture again. Like, I want to see, because I can see the cat now. I didn't see it before, but I was like, oh, I need to spend a little more time, but definitely a cat. I thought at first it was a white face, but now that she circled and sent it back, it's actually all black with a white little patch on the chest. Am I right?
Yeah, like white eyes, white beady eyes. And I think
white
eyes might have
and a white patch
it.
On the chest.
Yeah, I might have skewed it by writing cat right next to it.
Maybe, so,
if there's ever the thing not to do is circle it and write on it. I circled it and wrote on it, cat. So.
Yeah, but you know what? If you look at the photo in the group, the one above the one you wrote on that says cat, so that one we see a black cat. The photo above it, actually a little more to the left, looks like a white cat with a pink nose, black eyes. Do you see it? So you may have more than one.
I see a kid's face.
I don't know what I'm seeing. All I do know is I see eyes and a nose and something pink around the mouth area. So I'd have to get my glasses on and really take a good look at it.
But to me, that almost looks like
there's
like
two
a scary
faces.
Face. Yeah, like a scary face, like not like a cat, but like maybe something that's trying to like portray itself as a skull or scary or.
I've just sent you a screenshot of what you sent me. Do you see two faces now in there?
Yeah, I do.
There's
one
in
the
right. dark.
Yeah, one in the dark, and another one looks like maybe somebody from like the teens or 20s, like with that part down the middle of the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that
one's super
clear.
This is what I mean. But do you see what I mean when I say you've got several images you caught in one picture? Of different spirits all converging, like they're all trying to pose for this camera. Do you know what I mean? And it's not surprising because they'll do that. You know, a lot of people don't realize spirits
smile.
Will pose for the pictures.
Smile
you know, you should tell
I
them, smile
at least
we know, right? But
and I'm pretty sure I did say that. All right. I said, all right, I'm going to take your picture. So if you guys want to smile, smile now. And I took the picture. I 100% said that. That's not even me being dumb. Like that, I did say smile. I mean, it was me being kind of silly, but I was hoping it would, you know, it would trigger them wanting to come through. Because I'll be honest with you, like, I look at photos, we look at photos all the time, and I don't necessarily ever see what people see. You know, but this one, like, Nikki and I looked at it, we're like, I see this. She's like, I see this. And it was the same thing, you know, which is weird, you know, because we're
yeah,
being critiqued photos very strongly, especially ones that we take. I mean, other people's photos, if they want to see something in it, who am I to say that's not what they see? And nor do I, it doesn't affect my life, so I don't care what they see.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that nicely. Like,
right.
It's not, I guess I'm trying to say it's not my place to tell them what they do or don't see. But what was cool on this one is we looked at it and we were picking out the same things, you know.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool because it's you know, as many investigations we do together, sometimes, you know, we look at a photo and we don't see the same things. We don't like, just because she sees it doesn't mean that I'm going to see it. And just because I see it doesn't mean she's going to agree. You know, that's the way we attack every piece of evidence. You know,
we typically
don't
agree
with each other to make make them feel good.
Make
you know,
it
like,
easy. No, we don't make anything easy.
I know nine times out of ten she'll send me a photo and I'll be like, it would make my life easier if I'm like, I see that. But I'll say, hey, I don't
but
see
I
that
prefer you
because
to be
I'm
honest,
being honest.
You know? Right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, like, when you take photos, especially during an investigation, I think the best thing you can do evidence-wise is not just take one photo, but let's say, like, this photo in itself, you guys, I'm sure, and I know you guys do this, you sit there and you'll take, like, six photos at the same spot, one right after the other, and you'll notice, like, out of all the photos, only one of them, you got this, right?
Right.
So I tell people, I'm like, when you do that, that's scientifically you proving, like, there is no way it was matrixing or anything like that. There was just one moment in time where we were able to grab what was actually there. Do you know what I mean? And then all the other photos, you'll see there's nothing there. So this is awesome. Like, I love that you guys do this. You can definitely see all the different energies that are there trying to clump together. They were definitely a part of your investigation. They were all interested. And I think that they all honestly had their own say. They wanted to have their own say. So it's interesting how you see them all come together like that. And then even the darker energy in the corner trying to, like, hide itself and then come out and be like, let me scare them. Let me show them I'm here, you know? And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, one point that you did make, which actually comes full circle and reminds me of the fact that I never, and I can't remember another time that I've said, okay, I am going to take your photo now. I'm going to take a picture. If any of the spirits or anything wants to be seen, you know, please come forward now. I'm going to try to take a photograph. And that statement there, Nikki, have I ever said that before? I don't think so.
No. That would be too formal.
So that act, and I said that prior to taking that photo, and I don't know what was my thought process. I think because
you were
just
being different. I don't know.
Yeah, weird. Well, I think what it was too is the fact that there were some interesting photos that were coming out of that cellar. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give it my best chance, and it just occurred to me to say, all right, I'm going to take a picture now. Yeah, and I've taken pictures since, you know, even the ones that I sent you on top of it have been ones from the past week. And I have never gone back and be like, all right, now I'm going to take a picture. But that it actually gives me an idea that maybe that's how I should attack taking photos. No, I don't think taking photos looking for entities or spirits is, like, super high on our list of things to do.
Right.
You know, but we should maybe incorporate it because we don't.
Yeah.
You know, I would say one out of every, like, 10 investigations will snap a picture, meaning to just see if we get any anomalies. You know, Nikki takes really good pictures. She likes to take photos of, like, things when she's walking around, but never, you know, like, okay, spirits, come forward. And, you know, it might be something we should do because it only takes a second.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you do it, it's just like you were saying. I think if you follow your intuitive feeling, if you feel like, you know, that sense when someone's staring at you, you look and you catch them staring at you. And you're like, how did you know they were staring at you? And you're like, I don't know, I just felt it. It's just when you guys are investigating, you tend to know where to go when you're doing your EVPs, when you're doing your ghost box. You guys kind of already have that sense. So why not put it the same way when you're doing your photos? I know you guys have done photos in the past. Make it a little bit more of a common thing where, you know, Nikki might turn around and say, you know what, I kind of feel like someone's here. Let's throw in the spirit box. But at the same time, Rob could be like, all right, guys, pose. We're going to take a picture. I want everyone in and smiling. snap, you know, and you take like four or five of them. And how weird would it be if, like, they start showing up and going, hi, we're here.
That would be so funny.
That would
we become
so funny. Especially if they mug for the picture.
It could be our new
thing. That could be our new thing.
Yeah.
I think I love it.
Like, add to it, right? But
yeah,
it's definitely interesting.
It.
The other photo, I think, for ghost photos that I want to kind of get more in touch with is I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, the ghost photography with water in a bowl. And I mean, I'm half on the fence because I tell people, I'm like, there could be matrixing in there, you know, so you always have to, you know, rule that in as that being a possibility. But I've seen some pretty incredible photos where, like, there's no way you could have, like, three of those faces all at once, and they're very different looking from each other. So it's like, okay, you know, like, so that's another thing I think I'd like to try when I'm doing, you know, a spirit session, do that water photo thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We've never done that. You know, and I do find it interesting that you mentioned about the whole smile thing, because I don't know if you just picked up on the fact that I said it and the fact that that's the only time I've ever said it. You know, so I think that's pretty cool. I think it might be relevant to, you know, maybe if you let them know you're taking a photo, it actually makes more sense, because obviously they might be more able to generate energy necessary if they know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or they could run the other way. I guess you can look at it from both sides. You can tell them. You know, but then, you know, I guess there's in real life, he's like, hey, okay, guys, I'm going to take your photo. Like, there could be the woman's like, my makeup's not ready. You know, then they're going to duck the photo.
That would be me as
a ghost.
I'd be like, my makeup's messed up. Hold up. Wait a minute.
You know what? I was so
like
going to use
son,
it as the analogy, and I just said the lady. Can you, like, so, like, I was 100% going to use
I'm
that.
Just
you
saying
know,
me.
Like Nikki
yeah.
says. And I didn't. I was trying to, like, not say it. And
well, I would. I'd be like,
true.
My makeup's messed up. This ain't happening. Yeah.
So, my kids are one of those kids that, like, every time we do a photo, they're always like, oh, please, no pictures. And they always hide their face. So
yes,
I think
I
if they ever
too.
Went into spirit, I'd never see a photo of my kids. But, you know, I mean, are you guys able to go back to the place you were at? Is it Farnsworth Inn you were at?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she's there every day, and I go probably every 2 weeks or so. So
yeah, I guess we're
gonna
do those photos.
Like get
a
those
practice.
Photos.
Yeah.
You know, we should set up one of those like everyday photos for a year, type thing.
Yeah.
You know,
they
have
those
like people like their faces change.
Yeah, once a day, every day
take
at 2 o'clock, go downstairs, take a photo.
I could.
But that's the thing. Here's
I really could.
Yeah, like here's a real thing is like you guys could set a time where you go in and you tell Spirit, okay, guys, at 2 p.m. we're
Smile.
Coming down to take a photo. And like every day you do it, how weird would it be is that at that time is when you get the most stuff coming in.
Like
right?
in a whole group.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Like slowly the group comes, you know. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, if you set up like a tripod that just stays there. In the same spot.
I could.
And then you put you just set your phone on it, and then every day you take the same picture for a year.
Yeah. I'd probably forget my phone down there. They'd be calling somewhere. Ghost calls from the cellar.
Well, quickly before we end the show, why don't you plug everywhere people can, you know, get a reading from you, talk to you. What's the best form of contact?
Oh!
Pretty good.
Okay, well, every Saturday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can find me as Joni White Buffalo on Facebook. I do live mini readings every Saturday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you guys are interested in booking your reading with me, come visit me on Facebook, and I will be happy to schedule you guys a reading for a one-on-one. I am booking 3 weeks in advance, so my next available date is July 27th and onwards. So thank you.
Awesome.
Very good. You
yeah.
had me on the fact that you said smile, and I just picked up on that, so that was cool.
Right. That was good, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool if you got that and say, hey, guys, smile, and, like, you literally get, like, a man looking up and smiling.
And it's out of character.
And you're like, whoa, that's so
too.
Creepy.
Like, that's not something you would normally
character.
Say
more
at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally
first
out
time.
Of character.
It really was the first time.
Ever. Right, yeah.
Well,
totally
think of it this way. If they did take photos back then, and, you know, like with photography, the one thing they would tell them is smile and don't move for 3 to 5 minutes, right? So imagine they have to hold that pose Right? So they may be standing around for a few moments.
They're just frozen there. They look like they're
right
there.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
I'd never have my picture taken if I had to stay still, because if you tell me to stay still, I move around. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have an attention span of like a peanut. I got to move. I can't sit still.
Yeah, me too. I'll fall asleep.
Constantly go, go, go.
Why would you want to sit still? Apparently, I shake my leg a little bit when I sit still.
You shake your leg constantly to the point where it feels like the building's going to fall down.
Right, and you make sure to tell me every time, too, which is wonderful.
I know. I'm like, could you stop? Yeah, because it's annoying. Most of the places we go are kind of falling apart, you know, like, or, like, older. So, like, you do that, and it's like, you know, you just might knock something loose.
The
raft
is starting to get loose.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the roof, the shingles are going to fall off. Some of the buildings, the porch might just fall down. Like, it's just not a good idea. Yeah,
but you know what? I know that we never keep it in mind, but my leg sometimes bothers me. So if I keep it moving, it kind of keeps everything going. It doesn't stick.
Well, we
got
to come up with a way for you to keep it moving in midair, or something, so it doesn't affect the structure. Okay, the whole damn place is going to fall down around
us. Leg in midair.
You're going to have a whole lot more falling down. You're going to have a whole lot more hurting in the building. When the building falls on us, you'll think otherwise.
Well, as much as I enjoy picking on each other, I think that the show has come to an end. So we appreciate having Joni on tonight, and
next week or two,
we will have you back in that space for a private investigation with us. So
that would be awesome.
We're not going to tell you when.
Thank you, guys.
Super short notice. So just sit there and be ready,
like we always do. Yeah. So just be ready in the next,
I'm always ready, but I appreciate you guys so much. And I love sitting with you guys. I really do. I appreciate it. I had
such
a fun time. And thank you for the pictures. Now I'm going to be sitting here tonight going,
I'm going to
definitely
work
with them again.
Yep.
The couple videos
I'll probably be messaging
too,
you
they're isolated. They're actually clips. And I cut them like 4 days ago for certain people to listen to, and they haven't listened to him yet, so you might actually be the first one to listen to him.
Okay, Rob.
There's activity on each of those clips.
Well, thank you guys.
So, anyway,
I had a lot of fun.
Thanks
tonight
for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was pretty interesting. And I honestly do find it interesting that she brought up the whole smile part, because that's exactly what I said ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that I never verified with her that there really was a mannequin there. I forgot I said that and didn't verify that I was joking. And so this whole time, I don't know.
Well, Rob.
I don't really feel like bad. I feel bad. It was pretty funny. It's still pretty funny. Even when she talked about it on there, I laughed.
Yeah, well, anyway, I guess I have some clips to go listen to, so I guess we'll end the show now.
Well, no, I have to actually resend you the clips, too, so, you know, it's fine.
No, I'm on my laptop, so I'm in the box.
Okay. I'll have to upload more of them because I have a couple of them on my phone. So we'll talk about
that.
All
right, everyone. You take care. You don't need to listen to us bicker.
Yeah. You can join us on our live streams for that, which I'm excited for our next live stream. We're going to break out the old format of how we used to run our live streams, and it should be fun. I think that we will be posting the photo that you guys are talking about within like the next couple of days. We'll write an article about it and see what everyone says. It's just how to present it, you know, the right way without everyone. You know, I'm always apprehensive of posting a photo because everyone, their first instinct is to bash the photo because it makes them feel good inside. My opinion on paranormal photos. You know, so you know, as long as we put, hey, we find this possibly interesting, you know, you may or may not agree with it. We're not even sure if we agree with it. But, you know, be respectful, but I'm sure there'll be, you know, within the first 5 minutes, somebody.
There's always
a
critic.
Oh,
and you know what? They're just jealous. They can kiss my ass. There you go. That should be the official reply.
Well, it's
there
a, you
go.
Know, how does it change your life? It should be.
Because they're jealous. Because they're a bunch of friggin' posers who claim to be investigators and just own some black t-shirts and want to sit and poo-poo everyone else's findings is bullshit. I said it. Okay? Period.
And I'm going to copy it. I'm going to play it on everyone.
You should. Because you know what? I don't go out there putting, like, the brakes to other people's stuff. It's not my job, and it's not their job to sit and do the same to anything anybody else. I'm sorry. Like, they just need to get a life.
No.
That's my
definitely
take. And I'll shout it from the rooftops. I don't care. Like, that's my take. If they've got a problem with it, come say it to my face instead of behind a keyboard. Okay? That's what I have to say.
She'll beat you up.
I will. With my mind, I won't even have to touch you. Because let's face it, anybody who's sitting back who's got enough time on their hands to do that, obviously, they can't even be employed. They have so much time on their hands, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Just drooling. Being a pain in the ass. I just don't care. I really don't care. I'm going to be blunt and honest, and that's how I feel about it. It's not anyone's job to sit and put down other people's stuff, okay?
I also noticed in my new theory is that someone starts off a sentence with, well, you know, is this probably you don't want to know?
No, I don't. Because if I didn't ask, then I don't want to know.
Right.
Okay?
Well, you
did
know.
I ask?
I'm pretty sure
no.
I
that's my answer.
Right.
When somebody says that, that is my answer. No, did I ask you anything? No, I didn't. So I really don't give two shits about your input. If I ask for your input,
yeah, well,
that's one thing. If I don't ask, then I don't care about your input. Let's be real. Because I don't
There's
need
like
their validation to make me feel better. I don't need it. I don't need them. Period.
It's an either well you know or all I am saying. If anyone leads off with those two things, they lose me. Like, all
or
I
let
am
me
saying.
Be honest with you. Odds are they're just like really just going to put you down or whatever down. Or they're going to put poo-poo to it, okay? That's the reality,
I don't mean to
okay?
be rude.
Well,
but
you know,
I hate you.
Let me be honest. And then that's when I want to reply, well, hold on, before you say that, let me be honest. I don't care. I walk away. Because I don't. I don't. If
well,
I didn't ask your opinion.
Just on closing, that reminds me
Love
of
guys.
Our friends, Gus and Hillary.
Love y'all.
And for whatever reason, they really got a kick out of the fact that I said you can say anything you want as long as you have a smile on your face. And
right.
it actually
I'm
came to fruition the other night. Yeah. And they always laugh at that. Because I forget what I had said, but I said something that I'm not going to repeat. But I said it with a smile, and they're like, yeah, that just flew because you had a smile on your face. I'm like, yes, it did. So just that's my my closing.
A shout-out.
I wanted to appreciate it. Shout-out to them. And
yes.
I appreciate
they are great people.
They actually joined us. And
they're awesome. They make me laugh. The
inn at Lincoln Square in Gettysburg, they joined us on our live stream this past week. I almost said weekend again. And
I know.
You know, I think we were very productive, and I look forward to doing more live streams and putting our
evidence on. Yeah, on a side note, do you happen to contact that other place? Don't say it on air.
Yes.
Did you contact that other place? Okay. Cool. Okay. Never mind.
By
you guys
email.
Find out.
I was on top of things today. I was so much on top of things today that I actually took photos of it and sent it to her.
I took a nap. I haven't felt good. I'm sorry. You can tell I'm kind of stuffy. I'm just kind of tired. I'm exhausted.
Well, I think the good news for us and people who watch our videos, you know, listen to us is that we have posted some of our content on the platform, TikTok, and now we're taking more of the extended versions and putting them hopefully on YouTube and Facebook because they both have new programs, especially Facebook has a lot of new interesting programs out. You know, we're going to hopefully have a 5-minute meeting after this
well, I have to review some
broadcast.
Clips.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us, and we will talk to everyone next week. I was being funny.
Take care, everybody. Yeah, you're not funny.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Sometimes.
Bye.
Bye.